Our reading today can be found on page 1175 of the Church Bibles and is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 24. So that's page 1175, Ephesians 4, verses 17 to 24. Living as children of light. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, and separated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is the word of the Lord.
Therefore, quite a bit, but that's for another day. I need three helpers to come up to the front and help me. Any age. Thank you, Matthew. Whoa, not too fast. Right, fantastic. Now, I want you to put on some clothes that will identify you as particular people. So, there you go, something to identify you as a workman. See if you can work out how to get into that. As an athlete, two bits there. And Matthew, how appropriate, as a vicar. Right. No pressure. I think you might need just a little bit of help doing the top bit. You do up the top button and then I'll... Here we go, we're having our workman, our athlete, looking very sporty. Yeah, a little bit big, but never mind. See if you can get the trousers on as well without falling over. Now, there's a special knack to this, which you learn at vicar training school, and it starts with doing the right button up at the top. There we go. That's it. See, it looks very fitting, very suitable. Now, do you think what they're wearing identifies, you know, what they do, who they are? You know, so the dog collar identifies Matthew as a vicar, clearly. Yeah, tracksuit. Well, actually, it could be a hoodie, couldn't it? But it's a tracksuit. Don't think you're going to run too fast in that without tripping over. And how are we doing with the boiler suit? Yeah, that'll probably do you. Clearly... a workman, clearly. We are quite used to seeing people wearing a uniform that identifies them, identifies who they are, what they do. Can you think of any other examples of uniforms you see for identifying people? Policemen. Nurses. Sorry, I missed that. Paramedic. Yeah. Okay, pilot. Yes, pilot. Loads and loads, don't they? You know, we see somebody walking the streets around here dressed with a lime green fleece, and where do you think they work? Yeah. See somebody in an Aberdour uniform, and you know they go to Aberdour. You see somebody with a dog collar, and you know they must be a vicar. But what does a Christian wear? Is there a Christian uniform? Is there something that identifies us as belonging to God? Because despite what the fashion industry tells us, it's not about the clothing that makes us, not clothing that identifies us. According to that Bible reading that Alison just read us this morning, the thing that identifies us are the things that come out of our hearts, not the things we wear. And our hearts, that passage says, are naturally hardened towards God. And hardened hearts produce some very un-Christian behaviour. So Jesus once said this, much the same thing. He said, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony and slander. And in our reading, Paul says that to live a Christian life, we have to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful ways. So sorry, you've spent ages putting the things on. Can you put them off now? Yeah, you'll have to find your hands and put them.
My hands just got out.
They only just got out. Well, now you can use them to unzip and put everything off again. Because we must put off those things that identify us as, you know, people who don't belong to God. Because that's not appropriate, because we do belong to God. We must put off those things that Jesus says come out of hardened hearts. And once you, just sling them over there. And don't run away yet, because Paul goes on to say, put those things off, but put on the new self. So what's the uniform for the new self? It's represented by a new heart. A new heart out of which will come good things rather than hardened hearts, out of which come unhelpful things. Go on. It's a bit low for your heart. Do you want a heart that's a bit higher up? Which probably means that's going to be low too. When you're ready, when you can get your tracksuit trousers off, put on your new heart, because we don't always totally get the old self off before we put the new self on. The new heart represents a new love for God, a new love for others, a new way of thinking, a new way of living and being. And Paul describes it as this. He said, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That's what it means to have that new heart. At St. Mary's recently, we've started a new series looking at what the Bible has to say, what it means when it says that God made us in his image. And right here it says that being a Christian means that we've been created to be like God. We are meant to be like God, loving, caring, selfless. And for that we need a totally new heart. And it'll be out of the overflow. Where's your heart gone on your back? It'll be out of the overflow of those new hearts that people will see that we belong to God. Okay, go and sit down. You can take your heart with you. Don't take off your heart. Take your heart with you. Of course, thank you. Of course, we know that doesn't matter how hard we try, we'll never, out of our own strength, be able to put on a new self. No matter how hard we try to live lives that are good, that are selfless, we will fail, because we just don't have it within us to be always selfless, loving, and kind. But between putting off the old self and putting on the new, Paul says something else. He puts it here like this. There must be he says, be made new in the attitude of your mind. There must be a fundamental change within us before we can put on the new self. But how can we be made new? Because the shorter answer is of ourselves, we can't. We need to accept God's help. We need to let Jesus put a new heart in us. And that's the step that baptism marks. When we become a Christian, when we stop trying to live life our way and start living it God's way, when we come to Jesus and accept him as Lord of all that we do, of all that we have, of all that we are, then God begins a new work in us to recreate his heart in us, to recreate his image in us. to make us new creation, as we were just singing there. You know, God puts his Holy Spirit in us to grow a new heart in us, to make us new in the attitudes of our hearts and minds. And later on at the poolside in Abadar, when we come to the baptism, Matthew and Sylvia will publicly declare their decision to follow Christ, to put off the old, to put on the new, and to be made new creations. And they'll make three statements about turning from living life their own way, about three statements about putting off the old self, and three statements about turning to live life God's way. Three statements about putting on the new self. They'll declare that they reject the devil and all rebellion against God, that they renounce the deceit and corruption of evil, and that they repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbour. There are three things to put off the old self, to reject those things. And then they'll declare that they turn to Christ as Saviour, that they submit to Christ as Lord, and that they come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Three things that represent turning to live life God's way. For Sylvia, it'll be a reaffirmation of the baptismal vows her parents and godparents made as an infant. For Matthew, it'll be a first public declaration following on his wonderful testimony earlier on. Baptism marks that turning point. Going down into the water marks dying to self, and coming up out of the water marks rising to a new life in Christ, becoming a new creation. Jesus calls us all to follow him. He calls us all to be identifiable as his. And to do that, we must turn from living life our own way and live it his way. We must make a positive decision to turn from the selfish ways of the old self, and must acknowledge that we come through Jesus as Saviour and Lord, and turn to live life God's way, putting on that new self, putting on, because God recreates his heart in us by his Spirit. And then we can begin that journey of being recreated in his image, so that others can see that we are his out of the overflow of our hearts. That was even in that song that we sang, our hearts overflowing, my love just keeps on growing. That's the process that God brings within us by his Spirit. Let's bow our heads and pray together.